We might get some of the reason. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The judge who signed off on the search warrant for the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home that yielded 11 sets of classified documents now says he is inclined to make public some of the affidavit that led to the warrant.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt ruling, quote, the government has not met its burden of showing that the entire affidavit should remain sealed. The decision coming as a huge upset for the Justice Department, which has opposed unsealing the document, claiming it would compromise its criminal investigation into Trump.
Fox's Brooks Singman. The judge has given the Justice Department a week to propose redactions to the affidavit to keep some of it private. Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox,
expect it will get a lot of black ink all over that piece of paper.
It's the defense's turn after prosecutors made their case against two men, Barry Croft and Adam Fox, accused of being in on a plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Defense attorneys will make their case, arguing their clients were entrapped and only voicing opinions. Two other defendants cleared of charges in April, but a jury couldn't reach a verdict on Croft and Fox. If convicted in the retrial, they face up to life in prison.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the man accused of attacking author Salman Rushdie, who had been marked for death by Islamic radicals, is jailed without bond in western New York.
Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree attempted murder and assault. Matar is accused of attacking Rushdie prior to a speaking engagement in New York State last week. The assault left the Satanic Verses author with stab wounds and nerve damage, and he will likely lose an eye.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. Apple's urging customers to do an update.
Warning of serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. The software flaws could potentially allow hackers to take complete control of these devices.
That's Fox's Shayna Estulin. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Monkeypox. The spread in the U.S. is now top 14,000 cases in every state except Wyoming. Almost half the infections in New York, California, and Florida is part of a global outbreak that so far mostly affected men who have sex with men. The U.S. government doing more to help that affected group.
50,000 extra doses of the monkeypox vaccine are being allocated for state and local health departments in places with upcoming events that attract large number of LGBTQ members, like gay pride celebrations. It's part of the administration's response to meet people at most risk for monkeypox where they are.
Because more shots in arms is how we get the outbreak under control.
White House monkeypox response coordinator Bob Fenton also announced a surge in vaccine doses with 1.8 million doses available to be ordered by health departments starting next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Getting a COVID vaccine shot or booster could someday cost us money or cost health insurance companies. The Biden administration considering ending taxpayer funding for the vaccines. Now something there isn't a vaccine for.
Doctors in Omaha, Nebraska believe a child contracted a rare brain-eating amoeba while swimming in the Elkhorn River west of the city on Sunday and died this week. Last month, a Missouri resident died of the same infection, likely contracted at a southwestern Iowa lake. The amoeba is usually found in southern states as it thrives in warm water. Health officials say they're seeing more cases of the brain-eating amoeba in the Midwest, raising concerns climate change may be playing a role. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says such infections are rare, with about 3 U.S. cases every year, but most are fatal. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
For the 66th day in a row, the price of gas down from the record, now a dollar and a dime less. On Wall Street, stocks could drop big. Dow futures down nearly 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.